We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting you set for Patriots.
You know what I didn't realize till recently? The Departed is about the Patriots' talent.
And Chiefs.
Mahomes is ma-awesome. But your defense is McGarvey.
It's Fitzy on the home of the AFC Championship game. Pats and Chiefs.
A rematch of the best game in the AFC this season.
Sports Radio WEEI.
Yeah, I'm just going to let it set in. Just feel it, everybody. Turn it up. Oh, buddy. Football Christmas. That's right. You see, I think the divisional round is like football Thanksgiving. And Championship Sunday is football Christmas. The best day of the year. And it's oh so sweeter. It's so much better. Well, I mean, this is what we've gotten used to at this point now. Eight straight, Mrs. Bueller. Eight straight. That's right. Eight straight AFC Championship appearances for your New England Patriots. We are 9.5 hours away from kickoff. I have no idea what we're going to do. I don't know how to pass that time. I am just a nervous wreck right now. Has anyone slept? I haven't. I've been up since Thursday.
A copious amounts of booze.
Yes. Well, I'm not supposed
makes
to say
nine
that.
9 hours fly by.
I'm not supposed to say that. But I am three sheets to the wind right now. Am I allowed to do that? Is this okay? What's up, everybody? Your old pal Fitzy sitting in at WEEI, the Sports Radio Network, taking you into the pregame show with Mutt, Keefe, and Fourier on this Championship Sunday. And this morning, for the next hour or so, and of course you guys can call in and join the Pats party if you like, the phone number 617-779-7937. And, of course, the text line is open for business, 37937. Now, here's the idea today. For the next hour, the studios of WEEI will transform into the studios of WLFG. That's right. All positive Patriots radio all the time. Patriot peoples, Foxborough friends, football freaks, and gridiron geeks. Your old pal Fitz, yeah, that guy from the videos, the one the blank Pats fans say. You may have seen the little one we did this week for the Patriots versus the Chiefs fans, the roast battle action. Yeah, that made its way around the internebs. We are going to give you the pregame Patriots party you need to listen to so you can get fired up. I want you listening to this show today, getting Primal Scream shirtless, shoveling out your driveway fired up. I want you, Gronk, breaking the window, leaning out, looking for Christmas Day fired up. I want you run through a brick wall fired up. I want you start a fight club with the neighbors fired up. Oh, yeah. We're going to give it everything we got and then some today, people. I hate to disappoint you, but guess what? For the next 53 minutes, no hot takes. No talk of washed-up goats. There'll be no road woes. There'll be no phony Michelle. He sucks, Mike. He sucks. No, he doesn't. Malcolm Butler's not coming off the bench into today's show. We are on to Kansas City, and we're as ready, excited, and prepared, if not confident, as ever. You see, here's the idea. There's a problem with today's game. The problem is you made Tom Brady angry. Oh, no, maybe not you, fair listener and Foxborough fan. Some of us in Pat's land who pray at the altar of Brady and live by the book of Belichick, maybe we didn't show the faith those two pillars of gridiron greatness deserve. You'd think we'd have known better by now. But things got a little, well, unpatriot-like at times this year. But still we believe. No, that fuel for the fire of doubt and degradation, you know where it came from. All the talk, all the mock. Though he tries to rise above, ignore the noise, and live by the four agreements, Tom Brady is, spoiler alert, human. And all that talk has made him angry. And trust me, you wouldn't like Tom Brady, especially on AFC Championship Sunday when he's angry. Now, what do wiser men say? They say, let sleeping dogs lie. Don't poke the bear. Never change another man's radio. Don't talk politics or religion at the dinner table. Don't try my beer unless I tell you you get first sips, Ryan. And above all, never, ever count out Tom Brady. And so now, because people said the Patriots were done, that Tom Brady was too old, that this was supposed to be the end of the dynasty, a tradition that's been running for, like, I don't know, 10 years straight, sort of like a hit Broadway musical. Get your tickets now for the death of the dynasty. The disbelief, the doubt. You add that to TB12's competitive heat, and you have given so much coal to the fire burning in the Brady engine. Oh, sure. Everyone thinks Tom Brady feeds off quinoa, birdseed, avocado, sprouts, and foods named after Angelina Jolie's kids. No, no, no. Tom Brady feeds off people not believing in him. Just imagine if Santa Claus knew you didn't believe in him and Santa had a chip on his shoulder after you got picked in the sixth round of the NFL draft and was permanently pissed about the fact that people didn't think he could be the greatest of all time.
It's about respect!
That's right. It is about respect. It's about honor. And whether people realize it or not, the doubters and the sharp tongues and the cliff dwellers and the Rob Parkers have engaged Tom Brady into John Wick mode. Everybody's dead already. They just don't know it yet. This game is supposed to be Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes. The GOAT versus the kid. Pats versus Chiefs. A rematch of the best game in the AFC this year. The two best teams, Chalk, Lumber, clashing one more time to find out if it's going to be greatest of all time and representative of the old guard of great quarterbacks or the hot new young stud with a different style that you would think you could only play with while watching a Facebook Oculus virtual reality goggle set. But instead, this game has now become, and it's your fault, media, it's your fault, doubters and detractors, this game has become a referendum game. Tom Brady doesn't just want to defeat Patrick Mahomes anymore so he can beat the Chiefs and advance to a ninth Super Bowl overall. Tom Brady now wants to prove all of you wrong. Brady wants to feed you a big fat L covered in his signature awesome sauce. Tom Brady wants to shut your mouth. Tom Brady wants Shannon Sharp to run out of stupid things to say on TV. And let me tell you, that's difficult. That's not easy. Tom Brady wants Max Kellerman to pull into the TB12 cafe and have a big slice of humble pie and then tumble down that cliff like that guy in that game on Price is Right. You guys didn't believe in Brady again, and now he needs to prove you wrong. The world did the dumbest thing they could have done. You found the chip that fell off his beautiful, pliable shoulder, and you put it right back on there for him. Your mistake. And now everyone's gonna pay. Sleet, rain, fire, brimstone, this wintry mix, an army of angry Jets fans. These are all things you'd rather face than an angry Brady with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. Oh, sure, I'd rather this game be at the Razor than at Arrowhead. But stop me if you've heard this before. It is what it is. But maybe, just maybe, we all might be bemoaning that foolish final play in Miami, the Miami Miracle, or as we all like to call it, the Miami Meltdown, or the Dade County Junk Punch. Sure, however you refer to it, maybe that'll be the difference in the end. But like a lot of vexing Patriot losses, Tom Brady delivered the lead at the end of that game, and then something happened. I don't know. That's what people tell me. So, here we are. On tonight's episode of Football Chopped, Tom Brady's being handed a basket with four ingredients. An Edelman, an aging Gronk, James White, and Sony Michel. And alongside his highly underrated offensive line, in the most hostile of environments, he's got to cook the greatest victory of his life. With everything on the line, just to prove you wrong one more time.
Roger that.
It's New England versus the world. Tom versus time. And as always, I know who I like and where my money's going. So like the meme says with the coach's surly face on it, let's party. Please, please hold your applause. Thank you. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Call in right now and tell me I'm wrong. Call in right now and tell me how much you enjoyed my opening Fitzalog. My rant. My...
You trademarked that?
My speech-tacular.
Fitzalog?
I don't know. I'm not sure what to call it because when I do it on YouTube, it's the Wicked Pisser webcast, but... I'm not sure exactly what to call it when I do it to
we'll
open up the radio show.
We'll have on that when we post that on the website.
It was pretty Pat's-tastic. That's exactly how I feel, though. I think as Brady took to the podium, like he said last Sunday to Tracy Wolfson, everyone thinks we suck. Nobody thinks we can play. No one thinks we can win big games anymore. I think he really feels like everyone stopped believing in him. Like everyone just thought the old goat could get kicked to the side of the road. His time has passed, and it was time for the kid.
It'll be a good game. They're a good team, and we played them earlier this year. You know, I know, you know, everyone thinks we suck and, you know, can't win any games, so we'll see. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun, all right. I love how, as the Patriots have just let everyone know, they've let us all inside their head. They let us all inside the locker room this week. They let us know. They gave us a little peek into their motivation. They showed us how they like to operate. That they are powered by the doubt. That they love when people don't believe in them. They secretly like being the underdogs. As much as, quote, the dynasty or the greatness has led them for over a decade and a half to be the front runner, to be the favorite. I mean, for God's sakes, how about this for a stat? Tom Brady has been in more Super Bowls. He's played in more Super Bowls than road playoff games. That makes no sense. Was that him laughing at Scratchy?
I was him laughing with our morning guys.
Ah, I love
their cut-ups on the morning.
There is nothing like the fake Brady laugh. The Brady radio laugh is gold. But absolute gold.
Even if you tell a joke and he feels like he has to laugh, you know, if you're a devout Tom Brady follower like you seem to be, Fitzy, that would give you all the warm and fuzzies inside. You're like, ah, Tom Brady feels like he has to laugh at one of my dumb jokes.
Right.
That would make me feel good.
Yeah.
He's thinking about me.
Right. You know, getting that little peek inside it this week, people came out and said, ah, I don't like that. Edelman did a hype reel of Chief stuff. And then came out with a t-shirt that said, bet against us.
You buy yours yet?
You kidding me? I got two.
One a medium, one a large.
Yeah, exactly. Depending on how much beer and how many wings and nachos I have. You kidding me? Of course I'd have one. I love that. I love the fact that the Pats let you know that they love when people don't believe in them. And people aren't buying it. Nah, they're just putting on a show. This is a facade. This is a game. How could anyone believe in that? The rest of the talking heads and your Sammy sideline saying, no way am I buying the fact that the Patriots don't think that they're the favorite. No way that the Patriots aren't being believed in. That's insane. No way. Like I said, Brady loves, absolutely, like he needs that competitive fire stoked. He's already the most motivated man in sports. He is supremely self-motivated. Look at the way the guy lives his life. Look at the effort he's putting in at the age of 41. I'm in my 40s. Let me tell you, getting out of bed, shoveling the driveway this morning, getting up and just clearing off my car so I could drive a couple miles into the station, that was a haul. Flying halfway across the country and preparing my body for the ultimate of gridiron battles with 300-pound CrossFit machines staring down the barrel of me and my mortality coming after me. That's what Brady lives for. It's terrifying to me. It's seemingly impossible. But that's what he wants.
You lacking a little pliability this morning, Fitz?
You know. I mean, I had my blueberry avocado shake this morning. Say hello to Ryan, everybody, and Bridget. They're on the other side of the glass taking your calls. 617-779-7937. I'd love to hear from you guys. Do you agree with me that this is a bit of a referendum game for Tom Brady? And when I say referendum game, none of us believe Brady has anything to prove. Brady doesn't have anything to prove to us. He's the greatest of all time. He's the most important person in most of our lives. He is football Santa Claus. He's delivered more joy than probably all the ice cream truck guys, Santa Claus, anyone with the last name of Ford, Lucas, or Skywalker in all your lives. So he doesn't have anything to prove to us. But the rest of everyone, you know, like when you see that cute little map and it's like, who everyone's rooting for today? And you see like New England is blue and maybe a little piece of Michigan. And then the rest of the country is red. The rest of them are dying for this to be the end.
The idea that I'm a Brady hater is ridiculous.
All right, Max. Come on now. I know. It's a gimmick. It's a gag. You got to do what you got to do.
Just having fun.
What?
Get on the TV every
day. On Worst Take?
Say Brady's going to fall off a cliff. It's humor for those guys.
And by the way, Teddy Bruschi, beautiful job this week taking down Hack Kellerman on Worst Take, telling him he needs to do a better job, that he was struggling a little bit at his job earlier this week.
I don't want to tell Max to stick to boxing or anything like that because, I mean, you got a job to do, Max, and I understand you got to talk about what you see. I just think you're struggling at your job a little bit.
I'm not struggling at my job. And the Patriots are talking about me.
We've gone through losing streaks before. I lost 2-3 in a row. You struggle. It's okay. If you're in a losing streak, it's okay. Just admit sometimes when you're in the middle of a losing streak is okay too. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. God, do I love Teddy Bruschi.
Boom.
Yeah. Sidebar. Top 10 greatest moments watching the Patriots, Belichick, Brady era. The Bruce non-victory, non-championship moment. Bruschi's pick off Jay Fiedler when he slid into the end zone and snow fireworks began. Top 10 moment.
That was awesome.
It was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. So again, when I say this is a referendum game, it's not about Tom Brady proving to us, proven to Canton, proven to Pro Football Focus or Pro Football Reference or Pro Football Nerd Stats or any of the other websites that people quote and cite from regularly. It's not about that. This is about Tom Brady not just being able to go into an AFC championship and play to get to the Super Bowl, to represent the Patriots, to play against the kid who moves around like the dude from Jamiroquai in the Virtual Insanity video who can throw the ball over those mountains over there. The kid's got moves like Jagger, and he's got Uncle Rico's arm. He's unbelievable. But it isn't about Brady versus, I mean, Brady's also 18 years older than him. He could be his dad and a half, for God's sakes. This is about Tom Brady getting a chance to put it in everyone's face, shove it down their throat. And I cannot wait. It is the extra little something that has got me so fired up for this game. And apparently it's got you guys fired up, too, because the phone lines are jacked. Keep it coming in, 617-779-7937. Ryan, let's take a call here. How about old Joe in Pepperell? He's our first caller today on the old Wicked Piss of Pregame show on WEEI. What's up, Joe? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, thanks for getting my call, man. You got me pumped up. I did a Patriot run this morning. I ran 9 miles in the woods, and when I heard you at the end, I was just in my last fatigue, and you pulled me through it. Thank you for that. And I didn't let the team down. I made sure I got through the run, but I see the Patriots going down there and putting a spank on these guys. I really, really do. And the reason I say that is, like you said, you got a really upset Brady.
Right.
And so that chemistry and that cup of soup that they're going to put together down there to keep themselves warm is going to be beautiful to watch. So I am very excited.
Wow.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Joe. And, hey, how about that? First of all, Joe showing the rest of you up this morning. I was excited that I went to the gym for 20 minutes and then showered. I was so excited to come in here.
Snowstorm's a good time for, you know, a 9 mile run in the woods.
9 miles. Joe humble bragging you. Hey, anyone, call in 617-779-7937. Can you out hardo Joe?
How many miles have you run this morning?
Yeah. Hey, bro, do you even Sunday run? Hey, bro. Hey, how much you bench? All right, you need to go longer than 9 miles this morning. Atta boy, Joe. Way to do it. Good. I'm glad Joe's fired up. I feel like it. You know what it is? It's just complacency. There's like complacency set in. People just expect the Patriots to go through the car wash of the regular season, 11-5 at the worst, which it was this season. And my God, was everyone so freaked out in such a fan panic? We call it a fanic. All the fan anxiety, the fangxiety running through Patriots Nation. They're only 11-5. They haven't been that since 2009. OMFG, what's going on? I'm not myself because
We're
I lived
doomed.
Through the Patriots. We're doomed. Chicken Little syndrome everywhere.
But not you.
I mean, at times. Maybe a little bit. Like, but, you know, 12-4, 13-3. The complacency that sets in, everyone's like, I'll tune in when the real football begins in January. You don't know, even though Brady has said he wants to play till he's 45, you don't know that he's going to be able to play till he's 45. Bad things happen. Bernard Pollard's rise from the swamps of football and do terrible things to great Patriots every now and again. You never know. You need to watch and appreciate every game. You need to take every playoff game and savor it for the greatness. You need to appreciate the opportunity that they have presented themselves and us with. For them, it's a chance to go to another Super Bowl and achieve football immortality. For us, it's a chance to stave off the dread of midwinter, putting on all the post-Christmas weight, and then having nothing else to do with our lives.
Oh, it's going
to
be truck day in a couple of weeks. Oh, Red please. Sox go to spring training.
Oh, truck Does off. I have no there? Interest. No interest.
There's not some impassioned monologue no. about packing up the bats and the ball.
No, you're not going to suddenly just queue up John Fogerty center field, and I'm going to go do a 6.5. Yeah. They may take our bats, but they'll never take... No, I don't get that fired up for baseball. Come on. I mean, like, the NBA, sort like the NBA's been going on for a while, but you get super fired up about hockey and basketball starting now. Maybe NBA sort of begins around Christmas. I'm not sure when the average hockey fan really gets fired up. Maybe they've been fired up since it started in October. For me, I'm kind of like a March, April guy. But for this, every single Brady opportunity, every single game, every championship, every Super Bowl appearance, don't take it for granted. Don't let him be a victim of his own awesomeness. Watch the games. Love the games. Root your footballs off for him. There's 31 other teams trying like all holy hell on a regular basis to put an end to this. There are people making a living on television and the radio and sometimes new media. I mean, it's 2019. There are alternative methods of delivering information and entertainment. There are people like the aforementioned Shannon Sharp, who's not a big fan of Tom Brady at all. How many years did it take Tom Brady to get the MVP? There are people like Max Kellerman.
Tom Brady loves some Tom Brady.
Max Kellerman. I didn't see him throw into any tight windows. Tom Brady is going to fall off a cliff. Ugh.
He is going to fall off a cliff.
Brady's cliff is something that he goes diving off in Costa Rica in the
offseason. You don't want to hear about Cliff.
Cliff in Boston is one of the most important characters in sitcom history. It is not what Tom Brady is falling off anytime soon. And then there's idiots like Rob Parker. Can anyone tell me why we know this man's name? Now, I know we're not supposed to give airtime to knuckleheads and broadcast nitwits like this guy.
He's the loat.
The loat, the luckiest of all time. Yeah. He's the woat. He's the worst of all time.
Rob Parker had his own sort of Fitzy-esque impassioned speech the other day to everybody that's not a Patriots fan. I don't know if you've heard it yet.
All right.
Play it right now?
Tell you what. Play it on the other side.
Ooh, that's a tease.
You know what? In the biz, they call that a tease. Phone lines are loaded up. 617-779-7937. We're going to get to all you and then some. I want to hear your score predictions. I want to hear what you're eating today. What kind of Pats party you're putting on. Your favorite drink of choice. Your rally pants, everything. I want all of it and then some. Is that the footlong? And then some. Plus, we'll play Rob Parker in his absolute Fitzy-style reverse Patriot nonsense on why he is begging the Chiefs to do America the biggest favor of all. All on the other side, you're listening to your old pal Fitz with a little bit of a Wicked Piss of pregame show on AFC NFC Championship Sunday right here. On Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI FM.
Getting you set for Patriots.
You know what I didn't realize till recently? The Departed is about the Patriots' talent.
And Chiefs.
Mahomes is my awesome, but your defense is my garbage.
It's Fitzy on the home of the AFC Championship game. Pats and Chiefs.
A rematch of the best game in the AFC this season.
Sports Radio WEEI.
So, a rematch of the best game in the AFC this season. Except now, it's in your house. Mahomes is awesome. Where does he practice? Down at Fraggle Rock?
This matchup is really the old dog versus the new puppy. And you know what we do to old dogs.
Mahomes looks like Steph Curry if he took sophomore year off college and followed fish around the country.
Do you know what I didn't realize till recently? The Departed is about the Patriots' talent.
Mahomes is my awesome.
but your defense is garbage. Maril. The beginning of the game is going to be like the first 20 minutes of Saving Private Ryan for you guys.
What?
All aboard!
You ready to run out that tunnel yet?
Aye.
You ready to do the Brady sprint all the way down the field and get everyone fired up in the end zone? You ready to be jumping through the sky like the Edelmania? All right.
Let's go!
All right, no, seriously. 9 hours till kickoff. Your old pal Fitz here on a Sunday morning on EEI. Mutt, Keefe, and Fourier coming up at 10 with the Patriots pregame show. Then, of course, Glenn, Fred, and Steve will be doing the real postgame show after the game. And I cannot wait. Oh, jeez. All right, now I can feel it. Now you play that, now it's like, okay, we're there. It's happening.
You feel like you're missing something before.
I don't know. Yeah, just... Woo! God, so much to cover, so little time. So many calls. Thank you guys for lighting up the phone lines, lighting them up like we think Brady's going to light up that KC secondary today. And don't think the weather's going to play a factor today at all. It's going to be like low 20s. Everyone's going to be able to do what they want to do. Both Death Stars will be fully operational. It's just going to be who's got the better scheme, who doesn't turn the ball over, who realizes their full potential, who can do their job, blah, blah, blah. Everything you've heard before. And then some. All right, let's take some calls. Let's get you guys involved. This is your Patriots party. This is your pregame show. 617-779-7937. And the text line is open for business at 37937. Yeah, buddy. 207. Love the opening monologue. Heartland loves you, Fitzy. LFG. Ah, there's a lot of swear words on the text line. Good to wake you guys up and get you going early in the morning. All right. Let's see. Let's take Dr. Pete down in Rhode Island representing for the state of Narragansett. What's up, Dr. Pete?
Hey, Fitzy. How are you this morning?
How you doing, my man? How's your pregame fangxiety? How you feeling? 9 hours till kickoff.
You know, I'm sitting around here. I'm a little nervous like Francis,
You should be.
He gets anxious, but you know, I didn't run 9 miles like that other caller. I did take my dog Tommy. Yes, his name is Tommy.
Very nice.
For a run, the kids named him Tommy after you know who. But
did you do 9 miles? Did you do miles?
I did like a loop around the block.
Ah,
and then you go, Tommy. That's it. Do
right.
Your business. Get moved. Let's go. Let's be efficient
right
here. You know. But anyway, you know. So it's good. I got the lucky shirt on. We're ready to roll here down in Little Rhodey and cheer on the Pats. I'm thinking 38-34 Pats. But Steven Gostkowski's got to make all his points.
Yeah, he has missed way too many postseason kicks. What is it, 3 or 4 games in a row, Ryan? He's actually either missed an extra point or a field goal in the postseason?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, 3 points. 220, 221, whatever it takes.
Yeah, he's really got to just be spot on. And then today's secret weapon, Dr. Pete's pick, secret weapon.
The Dr. Pete's secret weapon, what is it?
It is James Devlin. They're going to be looking at the running backs, but he's just going to go to Devlin, and he's just going to destroy him. I think that's going to be the secret. That's what I'm picking today.
Opening holes and destroying trolls. James Devlin, the man is an absolute animal.
He's thrown to fullbacks outside the numbers.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Dr. Pete, have a good one down in Little Rhodey. Lock it up. LFG, my man. Thanks for calling in. James Devlin. All right, special teams. Gostkowski's got to do his job, obviously. Got to kick the ball away from Tyreek Hill. Hey, he's faster than you. Troy Brown, he says the defense is just 4 simple letters. GTFB, get the Foxborough back. Get ready for that speed. Devlin, opening holes for Sony Michel, maybe splitting out wide. What's Kansas City going to do? They're like, but the fullback split out wide.
Can we make somebody that fast?
I love it. Good call. Thank you, Dr. Pete. Let's take one more real quick before we get to that audio we promised you on the other side. How about Mike in Wakefield? Mikey, what's happening up in Wakefield? How you doing, buddy?
What up? Actually, I'm in Chestnut Hill right now. I'm working.
All right.
You got me all Pete Carroll pumped and jacked, man.
You ready?
Yeah, where the hell have you been hiding?
Listen, man, I live deep in the heart of Twisted Patriots fans. I'm a Patriots fanimal. I'm under the stadium. I'm in your head and usually on YouTube as well. It's great to be here. I appreciate the guys bringing me in for the open hour to kick the Patriots party off on AFC Championship Sunday. So,
yeah, man, you're representing right. I mean, seriously, it couldn't be a better start to the day.
Thank you, brother. So, all right, so how you feeling about the game tonight?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a rock fight. I'm so pumped. I'm so excited. I mean, obviously the tougher team's going to win. That's what it comes down to, you know?
Right.
And I think it's going to be really important, like last week's game, to establish the run right off the bat, get some points on the board, and let the defense get a little bit more comfortable going back out there to play.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard a lot of different people tell me that the Rush defense needs to step up their game. I got some guys that are real statimagicians who will tell you that people like Van Noy and Hightower need to maintain their lanes and not allow Mahomes to break pocket. You know, they got to have lane discipline today. And, of course, the secondary, which is so highly rated with Gilmore being the top-rated cornerback in football, they're going to have to do their job against these fleet-footed receivers. And Chung's going to have his hands full with baby Gronk in the form of handsome Travis Kelce. So, yeah, I like the idea of a rock fight, my man. It is. I think it's going to be down to the last minute.
Well, I've been bringing it up all week, and I think it's really underrated. A lot of people don't realize. I mean, you do if you play baseball. This kid, you can literally bend the football around people, and that's really dangerous because you can stay in your lane all you want, but if that ball sails a couple inches away from your hands, it's going right into a receiver's.
Right, right, exactly. I know. Mahomes presents a lot of challenges, but the Patriots better be up to it today because one game to get to the big one, brother. What's your prediction for a score, Mike?
I'm gonna say it's definitely gonna be a close one, and it's gonna be high scoring because of the weather update. I would say probably, I don't know, I'm going for like a 35-31.
35-31. 35-31 Patriots. All right. Yeah. Listen, when you get it right, you can tell all your friends you were on the pregame show today, and you totally nailed it, and I will see you at the parade, my man.
Keep up the great work, my man.
Thank you, brother. LFG. There we go. All right, I promised you this audio. I want to play this first because I know so many people get riled up. We got a ton of calls. Timmy, John, Louie, Mike, Jane, we're going to get to you in just a minute. But first, so everyone gets so riled up. Everyone gets their Pats panties up in a bunch around here because all the talking heads, all the talking dreads, if you will, the worst takes and whatnot, they're tired of this because they want something else to talk about. So they got nothing better to do than just be the trolling stones every day, making fun of Pats fans, calling for the end of Brady. I mean, how many years? I mean, you can literally stand outside every morning and say, I think it's going to rain later. And it may not rain for like 57 days in a row. But the day it finally does, you can say, see, I told you so. And that's all Max Kellerman and Shannon Sharp and other idiots like especially FS1, freaking stupid ones, Rob Parker do. But I got to tell you, if you can just step back and don't take the bait, and just enjoy the idiocy for what it is, stuff like this is actually pretty funny.
This is about Independence Day for NFL America. The reign of terror will finally be over. This is what we're all talking about. Kansas City has to do this for every football fan in America outside of New England. We need this to end. The end of Tom Brady.
Yes.
The end of Bill Belichick.
Yes.
The end of cheating scandals.
Yes.
This sordid history, part of history in the NFL, will come to an end. It's all set up, and we can't wait to finally move on, where we can have other football teams
move on, Gate,
by the rules, and can give some variety.
Oh, the Cheatriots!
To going to the Super Bowl and seeing some new teams there. This is it. I've been calling for it for years, but finally, this is the year where I'm going to be right.
That is fantastic. That
Everyone's
is
speeches
that is great. And going with Oh Beautiful behind him too. Oh, he can eat. He can eat it. He can, you know what? Sorry, Rob Parker. The Patriots say it's blitz for six. Sorry. Operation Eat a Bag of Six is continually underway, and they're going to Kansas City today.
This is about Independence Day for NFL America.
Worst Bill Pullman speech ever. Today is our Independence Day. Oh, you know what? It's going to be Tom Brady's Windependence Day, so he can do nothing but disappoint you again. Tom Brady is in the business of disappointing millions of people. He loves when he makes you mad and disappoints you. And that's his job, and he's going to do it today. Real quick, we'll take one more call before we get to break and then wrap things up on the other side. We'll take, this is good. We got a call from KC. Jane is at the tailgate. Jane, what's happening, mama?
Hey there, Fitzy. How you doing?
How are you? So you're in KC, huh?
Rock and roll taking over.
Nice.
Yes, we are.
You guys cracking your morning beverages, getting ready to cook some delicious hamburgers?
Well, we're actually getting ready to cook some great barbecue.
Nice.
And some burnt ends in celebration of taking over.
Yeah, burnt ends. What an accomplishment, Kansas City. We're able to, we can burn the end of stuff, chop it up, and serve it to you. Wow. How did we do that?
Exactly.
Good Lord. So where's the tailgate at today? Where should, in case any Patriots peoples are listening in the greater KC area or thinking about flying into town today for the AFC Championship, where are you guys at today?
We are going to be in the lobby of the Adams Mark Hotel on 39th Street, directly across from the stadium.
Lobby of the Adams Mark Hotel, across the street from the stadium, and then you guys will be in the one of the lots where
107.
The 107. I know that number.
They'll be wearing red. You can't miss them.
Yeah, can't miss them. They'll be the ones everyone will be screaming at. All right, lot of you have the Adams Mark, lot 107. Get it done. Come home on your shield or with it, Jane. Get it done today, all right? LFG, thanks for calling.
We've got to talk to you later.
All right, go Pats. I love it. All right, so now you know where to go. God, it's going to be a scene out there. Kansas City is awesome. I've been out there before. The food is great. The beer is amazing. Boulevard's one of the original craft beers of this country. It's awesome. I got to hate on it today.
I heard they had good barbecue, too.
Yeah, heard that, too? Hey, do you know Chris Hogan played lacrosse?
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Tom? You know Brock Osweiler's really tall? And Ryan Fitzpatrick went to Harvard.
Stop it!
Oh, my God, I know.
All right. We got a ton more calls. We got a lot to do in a little time. We'll get to the rest of you on the other side. 617-779-7937. When we come back, we're going to talk about Big 87. We're going to talk about Big 87. Is this his last game? Is this the last time you, the Foxborough Fanimals, the Foxborough faithful, Patriot people, is this the last time you're going to get to rock out with your Gronk out? I don't think so. But if you think he's going to come up short and not give you hashtag everything he got today, then you're a damn fool. Coming up, Patriots Wicked Pissive pregame show with your old pal Fitz here on EEI.
Getting you set for Patriots.
You know what I didn't realize till recently? The Departed is about the Patriots' talent.
And Chiefs.
Mahomes is my awesome. But your defense is garbage.
It's Fitzy on the home of the AFC Championship game. Pats and Chiefs.
A rematch of the best game in the AFC this season.
Sports Radio. WEEI.
Belichick, he's like a Bond villain, but not as charming.
Andy Reid's January resume reads sadder than the end of Charlotte's Web.
Do they still throw a flag if you make fun of Brady's Ubs?
Kelce versus Gronk is like Godzilla versus King Kong, if Godzilla and King Kong couldn't read.
Travis Kelce's like Gronk, you know, if he played.
Travis Kelce is like if Gronk broke a rib and they planted it in Kansas City and just like watered it with barbecue sauce.
Oh, not only did I show up with the grill lit and my own kegerator, I brought the kick-ass pregame music too.
You showed up with sheet music.
So the training montage from Creed. If this doesn't get you ready to break some stuff, if this doesn't get you ready to just finish your shoveling so you can get inside and start watching your Pats porn, having your Brady-gasms, watching all the NFL films highlights. Woo! My man. Oh! Is it Sunday at 6:40 yet? All right, we only got a couple minutes left here because it's almost 10, just like that. Like that, that's it. Here we go. Let's take some calls. Let's get you guys involved. 617-779-7937. Timmy, you've been holding for a while. Timmy, what's up, my man? How you doing? Welcome to the party.
What's up, bitch? Hey.
How you doing, brother?
Timmy Boom Sauce.
Ah, the Boom Sauce is in the house. Timmy, right. Timmy, I know there's no more dedicated Patriots fan in the world. You bring the Boom Sauce. Appreciate you tuning in. I need your... Give me your score and
boom
tell me.
Boom sauce, baby.
Yeah, they love the boom sauce here at EEI. Give me your
Hell
score
yeah.
And give me your who's your offensive hero for the Patriots today?
Hero. I'm gonna say Jules.
Jules.
He had a good week last week. I'm hoping for another one.
Oh man, his hair is on fire these days. Edelman's out of control.
Fire. Oh my God.
I know. Isn't it great to see?
35-28.
There's the boom sauce. All right. Thank you, Timmy. Appreciate you hanging in, man. The boom sauce calling for 35-28. I think I got it a little tighter, but I'll give you my score in a couple minutes.
Boom sauce, baby.
Boom sauce, baby. All right. Now, see, listen, we like equal representation. We'll take it from the other side as well. Daniel, up in Manch Vegas, Manchester, New Hampshire. What's up, Dan the man? How you doing, buddy?
Feeling a little weird, man. This will be the first time I've ever pulled for Brady.
All right. Now, wait a second. Why do you hate Tom? Now, you live in New Hampshire. Who do you root for, and why are you rooting for Brady today?
I'm a new resident to Manchester. I'm from North Carolina.
Okay.
So I'm a Panther fan, and as you probably remember, it's been a while. Y'all beat the Panthers, what was it, 05?
We beat the Panthers in February 2004. I've never looked at Janet Jackson or Justin Timberlake the same way, and John Casey is a compliment around my house. But I digress. Go on.
Well, I just, you know, being a Panther fan, I've got to hold that against you guys. And, you know, y'all having the dynasty and the greatest quarterback, greatest coach, it's easy to hate you. But I'm tired of the young quarterbacks. I'm tired of Mahomes. I'm tired of Goff. I want the Saints to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. So this will be the first time I'm going to pull for Brady today.
Wow, how about that? All right, I appreciate Daniel. Thank you very much. I appreciate the unique perspective on that one too. Ryan, I never thought we'd actually get that. Thank you, buddy. Have a great Sunday. Go Pats. I never thought I'd actually get that. So that's, listen to that. The Saints would possibly be going to Atlanta, the rivals, and all they did was troll them after 28-3 ad nauseum. But NFC South, rooting for NFC South. He's a Panthers fan who wants to see the Saints win the Super Bowl, and he hates Tom Brady, but he really hates the young quarterbacks more, even though everything 345 Park Avenue is doing is trying to ensure that the young quarterbacks, or at least Mahomes, get in there because he is the key to my future, as far as Roger Goodell says.
Well, all that being said, don't you think, you know, if you're a Saints fan or you're a Rams fan, you want to see your team win a Super Bowl, don't you think it's going to mean more for you if your team goes through the greatest quarterback and coaching tandem in the history of football?
Would it have been
Patrick Mahomes injury? Right. Yay, we won. Woohoo, we'll have a parade. But I think it would mean a lot more for fans, you know, in the
Absolutely.
Other side of the country if it's Brady and Belichick that they knock off.
Yeah, you got to either go through on the other side. It's not about going through Goff, even though I think the Rams are going to win. Spoiler alert. You got to go through the Saints. You got to go through one of the all-time greats like Breeze. And to get there, you got to come back against the Yankees. Peyton Manning had to ultimately go through the Patriots to win his first of two Super Bowls that I thought were complete garbage and gifted to him, where he played terribly in both. But I digress. Salty? Yeah, a little bit. Just like my fries. All right. I can take one more call real quick before we got a couple spots, and we'll wrap it up. Let's go. Who's been hanging with me? Let's see. We got Lou. Is that Lou or Louis? Louis?
Confirming everything else in a weird way.
Hello, Lois. Lou. Louis.
They're having some barbecue problems, it sounds
like. Yeah, all right. We're going to have to put them on hold real quick. All right. Give me the Spike King in Everett. What's up, King?
LFG, it is game day. On this beautiful, snowy New England Sunday.
It's tropical, kid.
Great to hear your voice on WEEI. I hope we get to hear more of it as we head down to Atlanta for Super Bowl 53. But I just want to ask you, what's your biggest X factor for today? Mine is J.C. Jackson. I think he covers Tyreek Hill. McCourty shadowing as well. Who do you think that steps up for the New England Patriots to get that W today?
You know, King, I'm so glad you said that, because J.C. Jackson on the defensive side of the ball is going to be the difference maker. Now, everyone has talked all week about, well, you know, Justin Houston, he wasn't in the game. Chris Collinsworth even said, I was watching the replay last night of the 43-40 win, he said before the final Patriots drive, he said, this has been a classic. Let me tell you, this game has been awesome, and it wouldn't surprise me if we see these two teams again. So Collinsworth Stradamus called it. But then he said, and the Chiefs, they're getting a couple guys back, so that could be the X factor. Well, the Patriots are completely healthy, and J.C. Jackson, highest-rated rookie cornerback in the NFL, he's got sub-4.4 speed as well. And I know as fast as Tyreek Hill is, he's Japanese magnetic bullet train fast. J.C. Jackson may be able to actually keep up with him, so you can have Gilmore, or you can bring Gilmore and some safeties over the top to take out Tyreek Hill. And you know Belichick loves taking out your number one weapon, King, and that'll free them up to make sure they give a lot of business to the rest of the guys. So I like the J.C. Jackson factor on D-Kid.
What's going to be great today is that the defense has to show up, something that everybody in New England has seen all year and saying, this defense doesn't have it. Today's the day to go into Kansas City and get that W and try to hold them under, say, 25 points, under 24.
Yeah, that's pretty close. As a matter of fact, that's right around where I have my score. I'll give it now because we only got a couple minutes left. I got Pat's 24, Chef's 23. I mean, we are talking about a nail biter. We are wetsuit. We're wet skinny jeans on dad tight today. What do you got, kid?
Are you saying that Gostkowski's going to hit the game-winning field goal? Because that's what it sounds like.
As a matter of fact,
that's kind of a close score.
As a matter of fact, I have Phil from Modern Family going down the field with about a minute and a half left. Brady leads an epic drive. He nails it from about 42, 43 yards out. And then Trey Flowers, strip sack of Mahomes with about 20 seconds left, and the celebration begins.
I don't really have a score prediction. I will say Pats win by 5. Similar situation. Mahomes has the ball with 2 minutes to go, and he ends up having a costly turnover. So we'll see what happens. LFG, great to hear you. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in, kid. Be well, all right? It's a good kid right there. He does good stuff on the social media for the Patriots. Glad to have him on board. All right, we got a minute left, so let's grab these last two calls. Lewis. Lewis.
Yeah, guys, I think that Kansas City is going to try to establish the running game today, going against what most people think is going to be an aerial display. That's just my opinion. I was wondering what you think about it, and I'll take it off the air.
All right. Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate it. An aerial display? Could be. I think it's going to be the Patriots trying to do what they've been doing, running the 21 personnel, ground and pound. Open those lanes up for Brady to hit his windows. Try to do a little bit of what they did last week. Bob Sutton's defense, a little more flexible than Gus Bradley's. They do things a little differently in Kansas City. And they're also going to have to contend with that pass rush because Kansas City was tied for the NFL lead in sacks this season. Dee Ford, Chris Jones, Justin Houston, maybe a blitzing Eric Berry. I don't know how healthy he really is. They're going to be coming after the big guy today. They'll be coming after the GOAT. It's going to be up to the best blocking tight end in football to do his job today. It's going to be up to David Andrews, Joe Tooney, Shaq Mason, Trent Brown, who has been amazing of late, and, of course, Marcus Cannon, a.k.a. my adult film name, to get the job done. All right, we got time for one more call, and then we're out. Jim in Connecticut on line one. Welcome to the party, my man.
Thank you. The same way that they kept Kurt Warner in the pocket and didn't allow him to run around, that's the same thing that they do today. 34-20, Patriots. Let's go, baby.
Attaboy. Let's go. Thank you, Jim. I think Patrick Mahomes is a little more athletic and a little faster than Kurt Warner was, even when he was fresh off the heels of being grocery boy.
Marginal speed.
Ah, well, let me just say this has been a blast. I've had fun. Hope you guys did, too. Appreciate EEI having me on for the Wicked Piss of pregame show. Thank you, Bridget. Thank you, Ryan, Joe Z, and everyone else who makes the wheels go round here at EEI. Mutt, Keefe, and Fourier, a triumvirate of actual professional broadcasters coming in next for the big-time Patriots pregame show. Guys, like I said before, you never know when you're going to get a chance to go to the dance again. 8 straight, ain't it great? Don't pass the opportunity up. They say they're going to give it everything we got. You do the same. Enjoy your Sunday. I got Patriots 24, Chiefs 23. And the Rams defeating the Saints on the road for a rematch of Super Bowl 36 with the young genius against the old Sith master in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta, who gave us 28-3 in the greatest win of all. Hang them high, let them fly in GFY, everybody. Take care. Your old pal Fitzy out at EEI. Go Pats!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.